Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of glass, hear from him. A couple of minutes as we get to our picks. And yesterday, Vinny, you did the Ravens film, the offense, and things aren't kind.
No.
To the Ravens, especially on the offensive line. No explosive plays in the last few weeks. Also did the stats. Talked about Cincinnati's defense, statistically poor in a lot of categories. Now let's explain a little bit more in depth Bengals film defense.
Just to review for a second, their total defense is 32nd, against the pass 32nd, against the rush 31st, and points allowed 32nd.
All right.
So that's what we're talking about. Now, when you look at the film, they cannot rush the passer with four guys. Their leading sack guy is Joseph Asai with 3 sacks. Miles Murphy has 2.5. Chris Jenkins, 1.5. B.J. Hill, defensive tackle, 2. So they don't get to the quarterback. So that Ronnie Stanley should have no problem. Now the others, I can't answer for him right now. You know, because because I'm talking about an offensive line that we keep criticizing, give D's and F's to, you know. So They shouldn't. And Falele shouldn't have a problem, Bob, because there's nobody with quickness. And he's going to line up against big, you know, either Hill or Slayton. And they're bigger bodies, and that's what he does fine with. Rosengarten just struggles with power, you know. And Miles Murphy, could he cause him some problems? Possibly. But when you look at them, like I said, they cannot get their – with four guys. They don't have an elite pass rusher. Somebody, you know, we got to chip that guy. They don't have that. You know, Hendrickson was that guy, but they don't have it. Now, stopping the run, those front four. Now, TJ Slayton, number 98, I think he's terrible. I just think that he gets high and he gets pushed around and thrown around, you know, and I think they do a poor job, you know, stopping the run. Those guys do. So what do they do to stop that? They bring their safeties down. They bring Battle and they bring Geno Stone down. They're their two leading tacklers, Stone and Battle. They got 82 tackles and 80 tackles between the two of them before you get to their linebackers. And they're both their inside linebackers, Demetrius Knight and Barrett Carter. They're both rookies, second and fourth rounders this year. Those guys both have 78 tackles, and they're more athletic is what they are. They're more athletic. So the key to the Ravens is comboing up to those guys, because if they combo up to them, they'll be fine, because they're not big. They're athletic guys. So get your hands on them. Just get there. That's the thing. You know, should they be able to run it? Yes. But I think, Bob, they're going to bring the safeties down, and that's why they're the leading tacklers of the team with 82 and 80 tackles. because they're down around the line of scrimmage, and that's where Geno Stone should be and Battle should be, because they don't run well. In the back end, that's one of their biggest problems. That's why they're 32nd ranked in the pass, because their two safeties don't run well. But Stone does have two interceptions. He got a pick six last week. Battle has three interceptions. The corners. Now, Dax Hill, I liked him out of Michigan in 23. He was
Justice's brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He was first round pick, but he was the guy that he was for Michigan. He was like Kyle Hamilton is for the Ravens. That's the spot that he played. He didn't play corner, and they got him playing corner. Now, Dax Hill, Bob, is one of their leading tacklers with 68 tackles, and he has one pick. So what does that mean? It can mean two things. They're throwing the hell out of it. They're throwing it at him all the time. So he's got to tackle the receiver. Or he's coming up and making a lot of plays in the run, or he's blitzing, you know, a lot. So their corners, DJ Turner and Dax Hill, you know, and DJ Ivy is their nickel. You know, am I scared about any of them? No. You know, it's why they're ranked 32nd against the pass. Can they Ravens get open against them? Yes. Can they, you know, I'm hoping that they're going to blitz and play man coverage. And I'm hoping Bateman's back, you know, so they have their, you know, they have everybody there. And tight end wise, you know, covering linebackers, two rookies covering linebackers. I think, you know, we have a good chance to take advantage of that. Plus the middle of the field, I think we'll have be able to take advantage of that. So there's plenty of opportunities to go against that defense.
Nolan's hero of the week, tight end for New England, was running all over them last week. Hunter
exactly.
Henry.
So, I mean, Bob, can they run it on them? Yes. Can they throw it on them? Yes. What are the Bengals going to do? Because that's their group of dudes. They're going to rotate D linemen in there. They're not great against the run. They're going to blitz. They're going to take chances on defense, and the Ravens got a chance to have some big plays, Bob. And it's all going to come down to the Ravens O-line. Can they hold up against average, at best, pass rushers?
So the Cincinnati defense appropriately rated because they've earned this designation. Could we see, you know, Ravens O-line, you just mentioned it, you know, might not be embarrassed like they've been. If you're Todd Monken, for instance, how do you incorporate Keaton Mitchell and Derrick Henry, and if Lamar's still neutralized because of injuries here?
Well, if they're bringing the blitz, Bob, I'm getting screened. I'm getting the ball quick to these guys. And if they're blitzing and doing those types of things, Bob, and you pop one, you want to see a 40 or 50-yard run by Derrick Henry, you got a chance. Because if there's no safeties. There's not going to be any safeties back there, you know. And then I see that big stiff arm coming, knocking a corner down. But I think they're going to be bringing their safeties. And I think Dax Hill is a guy that'll be blitzing a lot, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll do our picks, college and pro, for this one, week 14 for college football. It's insane. I know I belabor the point. I mean, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. I'm putting my tree up this weekend. Nolan, and then we got week 13 in the National Football League. Winter meetings starting in baseball in a couple of weeks. We got all of that to get into. College hoops for a couple of weeks in. So it's wild, wacky stuff. But we'll do our picks because booze is on the line. Beer for me and Nolan. Vinny with Avino. I'm kind of out there. I'm others receiving votes. We'll do our picks. That Cordell's it for me. That I'm recording with Ken Wyman. That I'm back. And hey, just listen to the show. Follow along with everybody else.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help
You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.